This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. European Union leaders begin a two-day summit Thursday in Brussels, where a vote is likely on Ukraine's candidacy to the Union. A deputy prime minister for European and Euro-Atlantic integration told the Associated Press the vote could come as early as today. Last week, the European Commission formally recommended EU candidate status for Ukraine and its smaller neighbor, Moldova. On Wednesday, the candidacy status is just the first step toward joining the 27-member group. Ukraine will need to meet political and economic conditions, such as meeting standards on democratic principles. U.S. Reserve Chair Jerome Powell underscoring the Fed's determination to slow inflation. AP's Jennifer King has that story.
Price pressures have spread to a broad range of goods and services.
Addressing the Senate Banking Committee, Jerome Powell says the central bank is keenly aware of the problems dogging the U.S. economy as it struggles to recover from the pandemic.
We understand the hardship that high inflation is causing. We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down.
Powell came under fire from both sides of the aisle. Senator Elizabeth Warren got the Fed chair to acknowledge that raising interest rates won't reduce gas or food prices.
Rate hikes won't make Vladimir Putin turn his tanks around and leave Ukraine.
After blaming President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package for exacerbating inflation, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina accused Powell of taking too long to raise rates.
The Fed has largely boxed itself in to a menu of purely reactive policy measures.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, via remote, this is VOA News. Rescuers continue searching through rubble for survivors after a powerful earthquake struck a mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan. Officials warned the death rate already above 1,000 and more than 1,500 injured still may rise. Information remains scarce on the magnitude 6.1 earthquake near the Pakistani border. International aid groups sent crews into the country to help local officials find survivors and get aid where it was needed. In an interview with UNICEF, Afghanistan spokeswoman Sam Mort says some areas suffered mass devastation. The Uvalde School District in the state of Texas, the police chief there, has been placed on leave after the mass shooting. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Pete Arredondo, the police chief for the Uvalde, Texas school district, was put on administrative leave Wednesday amid criticism of his decision to hold police officers outside Robb Elementary School as 19 students and two teachers were gunned down. The action came one day after Colonel Steve McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, delivered a blistering assessment of Arredondo's actions before a state Senate hearing.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander.
McCraw testified that armed law enforcement officers were on the scene 3 minutes after the gunman entered the school on May 24th. But on Arredondo's orders, they waited for more than an hour in a school hallway. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden called Wednesday for Congress to approve a three-month suspension of the nation's federal gas tax from July through September to help consumers cope with the surging cost of living in the United States. Biden called on the country's 50 states to curb their gas taxes as well for a period of time. Some states have already cut their tax, while others have voiced fears that cutting the tax would diminish much-needed revenue for highway construction and repairs. The federal gas tax cut would cost the National Highway Fund $10 billion. But whether the tax cut clears Congress is uncertain. Biden also called on energy companies to ramp up oil drilling and gasoline refining, even as he has championed the shift to renewable energy. And the U.S. mission for the United Nations said Wednesday that Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield has tested positive for COVID-19. A spokesperson said in a statement that Thomas Greenfield is fully vaccinated and received a booster vaccination and that she was experiencing mild symptoms. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.